All right, I'm here at the Ron Paul birthday with Next News Network founder Gary Franchi. Welcome, Gary.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So you gave a speech earlier. Tell us about what's on your mind here and what you're doing.
Well, I'm here because Ron Paul woke me up. And it was, I mean, obviously it goes further back than that. I mean, when I saw Ron Paul and Aaron Russo's film on the big screen, it changed my life, you know, and it put me on a path to just continue to challenge the status quo. And ultimately, what it comes down to is not being afraid to ask questions.
Definitely.
Just ask questions. And in some countries, you are not allowed to do so. And I want to make sure that we continue to ask questions, we continue to seek truth, and when we see things that are going wrong, we try to fix it.
And that's what we do.
That's exactly what you do at Next News Network. So first thing I want to ask you, you were invited by the White House to be a White House correspondent. Yeah. Tell us what that experience has been like.
Well, first of all, I never thought I'd be there. I always wanted to be in those briefing rooms. I mean, even during like the first administration of Donald Trump, we would watch the press briefings, and I've always just like, I just felt this draw. I needed to be in that room. How do I get in that room? And I never could figure out exactly how. And then, of course, when the election was stolen in 2020, we all woke up that morning. It was like a nightmare. And we lived through a nightmare for 40 years.
Yeah.
And then finally, when Trump won again,
the third time,
we heard rumblings that there would be this new media seat, this new environment for fresh voices, fresh faces that would be able to challenge those people who are sitting in those assigned seats. And so we heard about it. We heard rumblings of it. And then suddenly Caroline Leavitt went to the podium that day and she said, "This is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it, and here's the link to do it." I'm like, well, that was cool.
So you signed up.
Well, it's kind of an interesting story because we did sign up through that channel. However, because we never stopped fighting, through the years, we'd go to events like this. We would meet people, make connections, exchange information, and people would go on and do their own thing. And suddenly, like, you follow people on X or you follow people or their website or whatever, and you check in on them from time and time again, and you see, wait a second, this person just got hired at the White House. What are they, deputy what? You know?
Right.
So I made a couple phone calls, reached out, and he's like, email this person, drop the name, and there we are.
So are you living there part-time now, or how does it work?
No, I try to go out there at least once a month. So if I go out there, you know, I go for like a week at a time.
Okay.
You know, because it does cost a lot to go out there, and I'm not just going to fly in for a couple of days. And the reason being is because you never know what's going to happen. And like we sent a guy out, Thomas McCullough, he's our other White House correspondent. We sent him out there. And then Trump goes out to the Middle East for a week. And I'm like, okay, well, it's basically a ghost town at the White House with nothing's going on. So we had to modify. We just had to roll the punches, modify our production. Now you're reporting from afar, but at least you're on White House grounds.
True, yeah.
So you have the White House behind you officially. You can use all the resources they have in the building. Because you can. You can walk in there and you can sit down in any of those seats and you could go, you know, gorge on their vending machine if you want to, you know, like it's all there, but it's all accessible.
Now, real quick, tell our audience how they monitor, how they follow your news. Next News Network, but where can they find you?
Well, we're still on YouTube, believe it or not. We've had to jump.
A miracle.
Yeah, it's a miracle. We've had to jump through a lot of hoops for that. I have to thank a certain number of people. For helping us, Zach Voorhees, Google Whistleblower, helping us get remonetized through the Texas Senate testimony that he gave, which of course the Texas committee subpoenaed Google, and you can look it up. But you can find us on YouTube, you can find us on X, Next News Network, we're on Rumble as well, so you can find us on all the platforms.
Okay, one last question. I got to ask you a tough question on this. How do you handle the interaction with the press secretary on some of the contentious issues that are kind of fragmenting the MAGA base right now, you know, like the jabs or whatever? How do you deal with that there and kind of keep the pressure on, but also stay invited? You know what I mean?
How do you balance?
Well, first of all, you just got to raise your hand. Just got to raise your hand. Hope you get called on. You know, I mean, I've made friends there at the White House who are also in different media outlets. You know, and it really is just a relationship game and how you connect with people. And, you know, I went into the press upper press office one day, and there was Caroline Leavitt walking around the corner coming from the Oval Office, and she was this far away from me, and I almost bumped into her. And I was just like, oh my goodness. I was like, Caroline, you know. And I had just finished introducing myself to the whole upper press team, and I said, you know, we're going to fight the fake news or something like that along those lines as she was walking away. And, you know, just so she knows that I'm not like out to play gotcha games with these people.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean, because the media previously was always just playing gotcha.
Yeah, always gotcha games. And the thing is, you know, we are a new face in there. They see us as a new face. The old guard is in there and they don't like us in there. They feel entitled to, you know, there's a pecking order, and just learning that process at the same time, it's really difficult because you don't walk in there and like, here's your orientation class.
They don't do
right,
right.
No. I mean, the stories I could tell you just being there in the first couple of weeks. But to get back to your other question, when am I going back? I'm not sure exactly yet. We just got back from our NATO summit trip. We were with the White House delegation there. We're traveling in the motorcades, and you know, seeing the war machine overseas was a pretty remarkable experience.
You were just covering the Texas delegates evading voting.
Yeah, ironically, I'm in Texas now. I'm from Illinois, and the Texas Democrats were just caught in St. Charles, Illinois, which is 5 minutes from my house.
Oh, okay.
You know,
you went in that you found them.
Yeah, so we had Mark Vargas, who works with Illinois Review. And he was actually one of the architects of Roger Stone's commutal with Donald Trump. So he gets a phone call from some of the grassroots guys, and they're like, yeah, we think these Democrats are hanging out in St. Charles at the Q Center. So Vargas contacts my friend Chad. Chad goes over there, does recon that night, sees the place lit up because it's usually dark. I go there the next day, and I'm like, I'm here to interview Jasmine Crockett, you know? And they're like, wait a minute, who are you? Tell him my name. They bring out the manifest, and he's checking for my name on the manifest. And I see all the names, and I see representative, blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. And I'm like, hey, I saw her name. I'm supposed to interview her. He's like, I know you saw, but you're not allowed in. So we busted them.
But you confirmed that they were there.
Yeah, we busted them cold.
And Governor Abbott has unleashed the FBI to try to find some of these people, right? Didn't Bongino confirm that?
I believe that was true. I didn't look much further than what I heard about it. But yeah, from what I understand, the FBI is getting involved. But I don't know. You know, I did speak to some law enforcement in Illinois with respect to jurisdiction, because I said, listen, I said, you've got an active warrant out of the state of Texas, out of the state house of all places. Can't they go and arrest these people? And he goes, listen, Gary, he's like in Illinois. He's like, these guys, you will not find a sheriff or a jurisdiction that is going to go and interfere in this, because you're talking about Pritzker, you're talking about another governor, you're talking about redistricting. Like, it's not going to happen. There's not going to be a cop that's or a sheriff who's ballsy enough to go in. So, you know, at least I had to find out, but yeah. At least we blew the cover.
You nailed it.
And there were bomb scares the next day. They had to evacuate the building. Turned out it was only an anonymous email that came in. It was frivolous, probably a false flag. You know, Jasmine Crockett finds, you know, an anonymous email system and sends it to her. Right. So yeah, we caught him up.
You're doing great work, Gary. And I just want to thank you for everything that you're doing and for fighting for liberty. Next News Network, everybody. Gary Franchi, I've known you for many, many years. Thank you for all your work, all that you do.
Well, and Mike, you know, your work is inspiring millions and millions of people and waking up people, and on so many dimensions too. And not just on the health front, but the freedom front. And I think, you know, I commend you for staying in the game for as long as you have, and all the innovation that you've done to help people to maintain their voice.
We got to stay on the leading edge of this, like you're doing in DC, right there on the front lines right now.
We're doing our best.
All right. Thank you so much, Gary.
Thank you.
Organic blueberries. Freeze dried to lock in nutrients and antioxidants. Support digestion, brain health, and immunity with every bite. Snack smart, only at healthrangerstore.com.